is a Virgin Radio Dubai podcast.
It is such an honor today, especially for Emirati Women's Day, to invite the ever so lovely Ada Albasady.
Welcome to Virgin Radio, Ada.
Woo! Yeah. We've got to be our own cheerleaders, right?
So, how have you been celebrating today? Emirati Women's Day. First of all, happy Emirati Women's Day, Ada.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And happy, actually, I feel that this day is important to all of us, regardless of whether you're Emirati or not, regardless if you're a woman or not. I think just to summarize in a nutshell, it's been a whole week of celebrations. I mean, I think one day is probably not enough just to celebrate all the awesomeness that Emirati women encompass. And I just have to say, it's one of those things. I was just reading a few of Her Highness Sheikha Fatma's messages to women across the years since she established this particular day. As you know, Sheikha Fatma is deemed the mother of the nation, mm-hmm. and basically just said, you know, this is the second half of a building pillar of the UAE. And so having women side by side, regardless of, you know, who they are, what age they are, what they represent, what passion points they have, is truly representative of what the UAE has been doing and continues to be doing. And inshallah, in the future, to have an even stronger nation. It's built on trust. It's built on confidence. It's built on passion points. And so for me and every other woman that I know who is Emirati, the day just really, it's just one of so many other days that we celebrate all the amazing things that we've achieved and all the amazing things that we're able to achieve because the roadmap had been set by our leaders. So it's a very proud moment, a very proud day. We're super excited. Let's just put that on the silent. Okay.
well, you're one of the amazing women paving the way for the UAE. You know, you're so incredibly lovely. You're so accomplished. You're so incredibly strong. What does Emirati Women's Day mean to you?
Thank you, first of all, Maz. It means that we're just scraping the surface. I think for us, you know, we're a nation that's just a little bit under 50 years old since its establishment. And if you look across the years, the five decades since the UAE was established, you'll notice that the way that the nation has carved its future, its path, and for its people, there's always been very strong women, you know, that basically represented every single sector. So for me, it means that the potential is so much more. The curve is just continuously growing. So we haven't even reached the climax of what we can potentially reach. And our capabilities are just now starting to, you know, really flourish. And so I don't feel that, you know, we have accomplished all that we can possibly accomplish. I feel that, you know, the peak is still not there yet. So if you think of Everest, you know, I think for Emirati women, you know, we're just like, we're halfway there, perhaps, or maybe not even halfway there. So it's a proud moment. I feel that there's so much that we can teach as well, the younger generation. I feel that there's so much that we can teach all the different nationalities that live with us in this amazing country as well. And also it means to me that, you know, we couldn't have gotten here without everybody's support. You know, I mentioned the leadership, you know, from all their highnesses, but not just from their side as well, but it's also from the people who contributed towards our success as well. I can't remember a single time that we've ever had to fight for equality, which is something that a lot of people can't say today. So today, Emirati women have equity. Like we literally are seen side by side to our male counterparts, which is such an amazing feat for us. And it's something that makes me feel super proud as well. And something that I really want to share with the rest of the world.
And Ada, let's talk about you specifically. Because like, this is normally like a really busy day for you, Emirati Women's Day. We see you doing stuff all the time.
Is.
How has it been this year? There's a lot different about 2020.
So we have been able to gather a little bit. Okay. So we started a little bit earlier. I mean, the gatherings have been a little bit smaller. We have had some online sessions as well, just kind of celebrating people online as much as possible. I've done a channel takeover as well with Flow, which is a locally produced cafe by young entrepreneurs, Emirati young entrepreneurs as well. Been giving a lot of talks as well, and really just, you know, I think knowledge sharing is something that I'm very passionate about, have always been passionate about. So this day, actually building up towards this day, there's been a lot of conversations about what is the next step for us? You know, what have you learned? What have you contributed? And what can we do to... So having those conversations, whether it's, you know, with different partners or having conversations with various different friends, you know, we celebrated at work as well, which is really nice. And the celebration was all women, as I mentioned earlier. You know, this day is for all of us as well. So there's been quite a bit. I mean, I'm actually catching my breath because it's been so much. And I'm like, wait a minute. Like, okay, this one day has just been this day of just appreciation and fulfillment and just sharing. And I think the knowledge sharing part for me was the most, I guess you could say, rewarding part of this day. And, you know, including, you know, from the leadership all the way to the people that we've been talking to, the amazing messages that have come through, just people genuinely celebrating, you know, who women are, who Emirati women are, and really contributing to society. I mean, more so than ever, if you had to close your eyes and think of like 5 or 6 or 10 women who are Emirati, who are really paving the way, whether it's in their industries, in their communities, in the societies, you can easily say that today. And literally not just in the UAE, you're talking about the region and the globe as well, all the way to Mars. So I guess you could say the sky's not the limit anymore.
Definitely not. And how are you spoiling yourself today? Do you get any gifts? Should we have sent you something today?
You know, I mean, the older I become, the more I appreciate sleep. So how am I pampering myself? Honestly, you know, just spending it with people that I genuinely want to I don't know, just enjoy their company with, yeah. You know, more than anything else. You know, I feel, you know, life has taken over us. Life has taken over us. Oh, wait, now 2020 has taken over our lives, I guess. And so, you know, it's celebrating these moments, I think, is really taking a step back. And I think it's just counting all the blessings. For me, on a personal note, it's a little bit difficult to celebrate quite a bit since school is starting on Sunday. Yes. So
Are your boys ready, Ida? Yeah.
They as of 3 p.m. today, yes, they were been absolutely ready.
Uniforms, so everything.
We got the uniforms. We got everything ready. So, no, I mean, I've been taking a look at everything that's been posted online, and, you know, reading a lot of the articles that I've gone through. I've attended a couple of the sessions as well, you know, that other women are speaking. It was so nice just to kind of hear it, because you live in this society, you kind of work with people, but it's sometimes you just really need to step back and be like, oh my God, from year to year, there's been so much growth. And, you know, my peers, my friends, and people that I know. And so this is the time where you actually sit and absorb all this information, and you're like, I feel so blessed to be part of something that's so much grander than, you know, like just your day-to-day life and problems, which is, it's such a beautiful thing. Such a beautiful thing.
Well, it's been such an honor, Ada. Honestly, happy Emirati Women's Day. Thank you for leading and paving the way. And for being such
a
positive love and light influence in all us.
This is a Virgin Radio Dubai podcast.